The Australian cricket team has ended its five-match losing streak in one-day internationals with a 68-point win over New Zealand. And Australian surfer Tyler Wright has capped off a pretty great year by winning another title. Fiona Bolan is sports homepage editor with the Daily Telegraph, one of the co-hosts of a podcast, This Sporting Wife. And she also edits the Daily Telegraph's site Swoop, which focuses on women's sport. I don't know why I laughed, but it's funny, The Sporting Wife. That's a great title. Sorry,
Thank you.
It's so good. What a good title.
You win.
You win title of the night or the year or the week. I don't know.
Thank
now,
you.
What do you make of the win by Australia's men's cricket win, the men's cricket win over New Zealand on the weekend?
Yeah, it's a nice little turnaround for them after the 5-0 loss to South Africa over in South Africa late September, early October. And it's been a bit of a, you know, it was a controversial lead up, I suppose. There was Glenn Maxwell, who wasn't selected to play yesterday and had been fined by the leadership group within the team for comments he made about his Victorian captain and teammate Matthew Wade, saying that it was painful batting behind him, and they felt it was not enough respect for someone like that. And so Maxwell copped the brunt of the leadership group. And it was a lot of those guys who made that decision who stood up yesterday and had a massive innings for Australia. Steve Smith scored 164 runs. Josh Hazlewood took 3 for 49. And, you know, Dave Warner and Mitch Stark were strong too. So it was nice to see them get out there and be convincing and get behind those decisions that they made. And it was a good win. So looking good for the Aussies now. And, you know, they've got a big year ahead of them after some relatively average performances in recent times. So
polite way of putting it.
Diplomatic.
Yeah, it's kind of you, but it's kind of does it change the interest level in cricket again to actually win? Does it really change the optics?
Oh, absolutely. I think Australians just love winning. So as if you're getting those sort of results, you're going to get the support from the home crowd. And coming into summer, they want to be starting strong with those wins to make sure that people are getting out there. And it's, you know, hopefully getting better results in the Test cricket too over the Christmas and into January as well. So starting with a strong one-day performance is a good start.
All right, now let's turn to surfing. Tyler Wright has won. I'm owning this. I barely follow surfing, although I think it's awesome that people do it. And I know it's very Australian, but, you know, tell me about Tyler Wright.
Tyler Wright, she's had an amazing year. She decided last year that it was time for her to win a world title. She's always been touted from a very young age as having the potential to do it, but hasn't to this point. But she changed a few things and brought on a new coach heading into this season. And she won 5 events, finishing with Maui just recently over the weekend. And she took out the title earlier at the previous event when she finished runner-up in France. And it's just been a massive year for her. And I think to back up getting the world title with the win in Maui as well, it just shows that, you know, she's not going to sort of take a foot off the pedal now and just be happy with the one title. And I think we're going to see a lot more from her, following in the footsteps of people like Steph Gilmore and Lane Beachley, great female Aussie surfers who have won multiple titles themselves. And I think there's a lot more to come from Tyler, and she's really down to earth and determined. And it was just great to see her get that win over Carissa Moore.
Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that. As I say, you know, I share in the Australian tradition of liking winning. Let's turn to the Australian women's rugby sevens team. They lost against New Zealand in Dubai. Was that expected?
Not necessarily. I think it was against New Zealand, who they defeated at Rio to win the gold medal back at the Olympics this year. And I think they really wanted to start these World Series off with a title and to go back-to-back. They won Dubai last year. They're the defending champions in the World Series now. So they would have loved to have got a win, and they were quite honest in being very disappointed with their performance in the final. They said that their defence just wasn't up to scratch. And against a team like New Zealand, you just can't be like that. But they'll be back on home soil in February, and I think it'll be a massive, massive tournament for them there because it's going to be in Sydney. It's the first time they're playing in Sydney. They're playing alongside the men, and it should be a real home crowd boost for them, and I think they'll hopefully turn it around there. But they were definitely disappointed to not be able to take out Dubai.
So how do you rate their chances then? Do you think the home crowd will make that much of a difference?
Oh, I definitely think it will. And it's the first chance for people to see them since they won that gold medal in Rio and took out the World Series as well, which they did back in May in France when they won that tournament. And, oh, actually, I think they were runners up there, but they took out the tournament. And yeah, definitely in Sydney, it's going to be a massive homecoming for them of sorts where we finally get to see them play.
Fiona, thank you for your time. That's Fiona Bolan, sports homepage editor with the Daily Telegraph and one of the co-hosts of this podcast, This Sporting Wife. She also edits the Daily Telegraph site Swoop, which focuses on women's sport. You're listening to RN Drive. It's 7, time for the news.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia. If you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell. Media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.